With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. On day one of a government shutdown, blame was being cast on all sides. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the blame sits with Democrats.
The simple truth is Democrats in Congress have dragged our country into another reckless shutdown to satisfy their far-left base. That is the truth. Whether or not the government remains open or reopens is entirely up to them.
That blame arrow is pointing both ways. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Today's October 1st. The first full day of Donald Trump's government shutdown. Donald Trump and Republicans have barreled us into a shutdown because they refuse to protect Americans' health care.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said he's praying that Democrats come to their senses. President Trump yesterday announcing drug pricing deals with Pfizer. He says he's reached a deal for Pfizer to make prescription drugs cost less for Medicaid.
Today, Pfizer is committing to offer all of their prescription medications to Medicaid, and it will be at the most favored nation's prices. It's going to have a huge impact on bringing Medicaid costs down.
A judge has denied an appointment to another federal prosecutor nominated by President Trump. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
U.S. District Judge David Campbell has disqualified Sigal Chadha from supervising four criminal prosecutions in Nevada. Campbell ruled she is not validly serving as the state's top federal prosecutor. The ruling sides with defense lawyers who argued that Chadha's authority expired in July and now she is serving unlawfully. A judge reached the same conclusion in August about the acting U.S. attorney in New Jersey. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, stocks doing well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 91 points at this hour. The S&P 500 up by about 5. The NASDAQ right now is up by about 15 points. This is SRN News. The Salvation Army remains on the ground a year after Hurricane Helene.
Last September, Hurricane Helene made landfall in Florida as a Category 4 storm, causing widespread damage in several states. The Salvation Army was one of many groups that responded with food and relief supplies. Personnel with the Christian Church Ministry are still assisting affected residents. Over the past year, the Salvation Army has delivered nearly 500,000 meals, distributed thousands of hygiene kits, and made 44,000 emotional and spiritual care contacts. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told the United Nations that the U.S. will not support World Health Organization policies. In a U.N. declaration that promotes abortion and radical gender ideology, Kennedy said that declaration, quote, exceeds the U.N.'s proper role while ignoring the most pressing health issues. That's why the U.S. will reject it. This is SRN News. And now with a midday Wall Street Business Report, here's Rich Thomas.
Payroll processor ADP says the job market continues to deteriorate. Private sector employers have cut positions for the third time in 4 months. 32,000 jobs cut in September. It was a lower open this morning for Wall Street as uncertainty looms over the impact and the duration of the government shutdown. The shutdown will cause a delay in much of the government's economic data, including the September jobs report scheduled for release on Friday. Shares of Lithium Americas jumped more than 32% overnight after the U.S. government confirmed speculation that it would take a 5% equity stake in the company. No official word yet, but the White House has reportedly withdrawn the nomination of E.J. Antoni to head the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.